This is 21-year-old Liana Maria. Liana has just been arrested after her parents called the police, claiming she told them that she just killed her boyfriend because he had been playing his music too loudly.
So I heard a little bit about something that had gone on, but I don't really know all the facts yet, so that's kind of why I wanted to talk to you. I see you got handcuffs on, and I know we're in a jail, so that changes things a little bit for me, only that I have to read you some things before we can talk. So, having these rights in mind, do you wish to talk to me now?
I mean, I want to hear what was said.
Okay. Well, the only thing that's been said is what your parents said. And I know that a lot of what they said came from you, but, I mean, obviously you're the best source of information.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to talk to you after either me or my partners talk to your parents. Does that make sense?
Mm.
I kind of want to hear it right from the horse's mouth, as they say. Like, get it right from the source.
After reading Liana her rights, the detectives ask her about the previous night.
What happened last night?
Basically, he just got really violent. I think he was on some type of drug. He, like, was sitting down on a couch, and he charged at me. After I threw some water in his face.
Why?
Because he called me out my name and, like, kept on turning on stuff. And, like, he knew stuff that was getting under my skin, basically. So, anyway, I throw a little bit of water in his face, and he, like, stands up, and, like, that's when he just, like, loses all everything. Like, he just charges at me. He starts pulling my hair. My head is, like, all the way down here. And I'm, like, I start, like, trying to fight him back, and it was like, the couch is like right here, and the door is right here, and there's a bed like right next to it. So it started initially from the couch, like he charged at me, I landed on the bed, hit my head, and then he started to choke me out, and that's when I started fighting him back, like trying to like push him. So I pushed him successfully like to the door, and he was like reaching for the chain, like trying to say I was hurting him, and I was like, what do you mean I'm hurting you? Like what do you mean? So just basically just after that, like, he just went ham, and I blacked out, and I couldn't breathe. I had like a choked, like, really fucking hard. Like, I could feel, like, spit in the back of my throat. Like, when he used both hands. Like, so it just made me freak out. Like, and then eventually he just stopped breathing.
After hearing a brief description of what had happened the night before, the detectives want to know more about her boyfriend. Their goal is to see if Liana really defended herself by trying to understand who her boyfriend was. They will then go back and get more information from Liana regarding exactly what took place the previous night.
Who's he?
I met him, I want to say, McDonald's. I was working as a cashier there for like a couple months ago. And he came through the drive-thru and he ordered like a Big Mac or something. And I gave him my number, like on Rebecca's receipt. And like, we'd basically been hanging out and stuff. He always like would like admit these feelings to me and stuff. And I'd be like, just trying to be friends, you know, and stuff like that. And he just really just, like, over time you would see how he would just change. I don't know how to like describe it, but it's like he went from sweet to like sociopath. Like, he just wanted me around him, and I was just staying there so that I can just, like, have a place to stay for my job and, you know, like, kick it, hang out with him. He's, like, a lonely guy, so I was just, like, hanging out with him and, you know, and he just got crazier and crazier. And then I noticed, like, particularly within the past 3 days of hanging out with him, that he would do, like, this with his nose, like this, like, just like he was off some type of drug. And he told me about, like, this scamming stuff and, like, promethazine and fake doctors and just like getting prescriptions that he didn't need. So I don't know if it was a pill or if it was like a promethazine type thing or...
Liana explains that her boyfriend had a tendency to use prescription drugs not prescribed by a doctor. She needs the detectives to believe that her boyfriend was unhinged and she was really afraid of him.
Do you know anything about him, like why he's in Kalamazoo or what he does here?
He was like telling me like how he was doing like some kind of like he was trying to like provide for his family, you know, stuff like that, but he was like scamming like and using fake IDs and stuff, and he always wanted me to like join in on it, but I would just be like no, like, and I feel like gradually over time he would get mad at me because like sometimes like I feel like he thought I was using him or like something like that. So like even when I like asked him to go get some like Dollar Tree cleaning supplies and stuff, like he would like get an attitude and I'd just be cleaning the house or cooking for him and stuff, and I don't know, it was just like I don't understand why that was a problem.
Okay. So were you guys like dating?
No. The furthest thing that I allowed from him was like just a kiss on the cheek. We were not like dating or together, so.
Did he want it to be that? Did he want to have a romantic relationship with you?
I feel like in his head he thought he could have a relationship with me or like potentially be with me, but like every time he like tried to lay under me and like get on the bed with me and stuff, like I don't know, like he'll like start touching my thigh and stuff, and I'll just be like, yo, you need to back up, like, and he just like just is a really touchy feely person. Okay. So
all right, so what was going on at the apartment last night? You guys just hanging out or what was up?
Just like we had came back from my friend's house. He left me out there for an hour. He said he had to go to a class for like an hour or something.
So you were at the apartment by yourself for an hour?
Yes, I was at my friend's apartment.
Oh, okay.
And he came back to get me, and the reason we left my friend's apartment was because he started a confrontation at my friend's apartment. Like, he would start doing this with his nose and stuff, and I'd be like, yo, are you okay? And, you know, stuff like that. And then he'll, like pull down, like, his pants, like showing his boxers, like, so almost like his would, like, be seen and shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, it just, like, made me feel uncomfortable, so I got into an argument with him at my friend's house, and then my friend started sticking up for him, so I was like, I feel out of place, so we might as well just go. So, we left, and when we got back and stuff, I, like, had, like, the whole entire car, like, was just silent. No music, no nothing. And then as soon as we got back to the house, he like tried playing like this music, and like I'm the type of person like I like peaceful music and, you know, stuff like that, and he's like the more like the violent, like upbeat music. I don't know how to explain it, but basically, I just asked him to turn the music down and stuff, and then he would just, like, be doing this with his teeth, like giving me these mean looks, and I'd be like, what is all that for? Like, so, that's basically how things transpired and led up to that. And then just name calling and all the stuff that came after it. So
Liana decides to tell the detectives about her interaction with her boyfriend's brother the day before.
So his brother is like talking to me and a bit like being like, did he get any pussy from you and stuff like that? And I'm like, no. I'm like, no, that's not even a factor. Like, so I was like, yeah, we're friends. We're not even dating or anything. And he was like, well, to be honest, I would have been cracked too. And I was like, I felt kind of like offended.
What does that mean?
But I was
what
just, he said? Like cracked you? Like I would have been like put my dick in you, like type thing. I don't. So it just like threw me off, but like I was just kind of like, all right. I mean, I guess like laughed it off, I guess. So he comes back in the car and he's like, what are you guys laughing at? And I was like, I didn't want to say it in front of him, you know, like, and just start something between them because they're brothers or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, so I waited till we got back to the house, and when he asked me that, I was just like, it was nothing really, just like making some jokes or some shit. So when we got back to the house, we got into an argument because I needed a ride to go see my friend, and he was mad that I asked him if his friend could drive me to where I was for some gas money. And he was just like, why, or like, why? And I was like, what do you mean why? Like, I just need a ride. And so he was like hesitant at first, and then he like opened up and was like, all right, I mean, I'll text them. So he texted him, and then basically he got mad because I had basically said the truth. So he was like, he was just like, we don't give a anyway. We pass bitches around. And I was like, what is that supposed to mean? You know, like, but I don't know. It just made me feel like out of place. And then I noticed like extremely like just weird patterns of behavior like after that. But yeah, and like that, I think really what set it off was either he was taking some drugs, and then just that situation on top of the drugs like just made him like act out of anger. And I don't think he was really paying mind to what he would say. Like, he just seemed like off in the head. Like, he was just like laid back on the inside, but like just mean as hell on the outside. I don't know how to explain it.
You ever seen him like this before?
No, it was just like the past 3 days.
Did you see him do any drugs?
I didn't see him do any drugs. I saw him like smoke weed. Like he smokes like a ton of weed. Mm-hmm. Like just back to back to back. And I would tell him like, yo, I'm on probation. I can't, you know what I'm saying, be around that and stuff. And like he'll even get like so disrespectful, like he'll just blow it in my face, like, and just be disrespectful. So I'll go try to open up the window and he'll get mad at me for opening up the window.
Liana has done her best to explain that her boyfriend wasn't a very moral person. Based on her stories, he was an angry person who was addicted to drugs and enjoyed being mentally abusive towards her. When she finishes talking about her boyfriend, the detectives ask about the events leading to his death.
How did it start? Just with the name calling and stuff that you talked about?
Just like when I asked him to turn down the music and You know, I just wanted some peace and quiet because, like, sometimes I just get anxious, like, when, like, too much is going on and then the violent music is playing. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, I get, like, real fidgety. So I asked him to just turn it down or turn it off for a minute. And he was like, bitch, I'll do what I want in my house. Like, and I was just like, damn. So I got mad and I threw the water in his face. And that's what triggered everything. So,
I mean, you threw water in his face, and then what happened after that?
I just said what happened after that. He pulled me by my hair and charged at me.
Yeah, but I'm just looking for a little bit more detail.
He charged at me while he was sitting on the red couch. Mm-hmm. He was smoking a cigarette. He put out his cigarette after I threw the water on his face. And then he charged at me and tackled me onto the bed. Mm-hmm. And that's when he started pulling my hair. And then I, like, started fighting him back, and I, like, pushed him to the door, and he started grabbing the chain and, like, taking the chain off the door and shit. And then, like, he started doing this, like, around my neck. Okay. And then he, like, eventually, like, pushed me on the bed, and, like, he was, like, choking me. Like, I hit my head on the wall, like, and he was just like, I could not breathe. Like, I felt myself, like, swallowing spit in the back of my throat. Okay. And it was like life or death at that point. So I was just like.
One thing the detectives noticed, and you will also notice in Liana's mugshot, which was taken less than 24 hours after the incident took place, is that she didn't have any strangulation marks. Based on her testimony, there should definitely be some markings around her neck.
Did you lose consciousness?
I was like, at one point in time, I was saying maybe for like 30 seconds, I just felt like my throat was like closing. Mm-hmm. And like, I just couldn't breathe. So I was like freaking out. I started like pulling his hair, and then I like started choking him. And while he was choking me, I was just like, this is like beyond me. So.
So you don't think you lost consciousness?
I mean, that I lost consciousness or he lost consciousness?
You. While he was choking you, do you think he lost consciousness?
Yeah. Because okay. My throat was closing and I was just like, I could barely, like I started seeing colors and okay. Spit closing in the back of my throat. So I mean some kind of unconsciousness was there. Like it was just a life-threatening situation.
Okay. So how did that make you feel when all that was going on?
It made me feel really angry. I don't know like why he was that violent like towards me. It just made me feel like maybe like he just was acting sweet in the beginning, like just to like try to get me over his house. And then like I noticed like within the past 3 days like how he was just like sexually touching me and trying to lay with me and stuff.
Yeah. Was he saying anything while this fight was going on?
He said like, help, she's trying to kill me or something. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, he charged at me and was choking me. And then when I fought back, he tried going to the door and taking off the chain. That's where that transpired.
What do you think he was trying to do when he was taking the chain off the door? Was he trying to leave or was he trying to do something else?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
So I just panicked, and then he started choking me. That's when he threw me on the bed, like trying to fight me off and stuff. And once he like started choking me and like I couldn't breathe and I felt my head hitting the back of the wall, like I was just like.
The detectives want to know more about the fight. But Liana appears hesitant to talk about it, so they decide to ask her about what she did after she realized he was dead. This is where it gets interesting, because Liana never called the police. In fact, she hung out with the dead body for hours, even dressing him in his favorite piece of clothing.
All right, so kind of back to the fight here last night. You guys are fighting. He's doing something with the chain on the door. And then all this other stuff happens where you're seeing colors and that sort of stuff. And then kind of what happens after that?
Just like... I don't really want to get like into the detail because it's like kind of traumatizing, like just seeing what I saw and stuff, and like I'll start getting emotional, like, so I really don't want to like talk about like what I saw, but I felt wrong afterwards, but I knew that it was a threatening situation. Mm-hmm. Like, I just,
okay.
Yeah, I don't.
So you had said that at one point he had stopped breathing, and then you said something about a robe. You put him in his favorite robe.
Yeah, I had covered him up with his favorite robe and stuff. Like, I sat there for like an hour and a half, and I was just seeing like if he was gonna like, you know, open his eyes or. I put him in his favorite robe, and I took him off the bed and just like put him in a like a better place, like a fuzzier place.
What happened after that?
I sat there and I cleaned like the entire apartment.
I thought you were just cleaning the day before.
No, he bought the cleaning supplies, but they weren't open or anything. Okay. I had like some wipes already in the house and stuff, so I just used that to like clean the other day, but before we got it.
So last night you said you cleaned the whole apartment?
Yes, I threw away cigarette butts and all of the excess trash that was spilled on the floor. He like knocked over a couple ashtrays and candles.
So then what was happening through like real late at night or real early this morning? Like what was going on then?
Like I woke up like around 6:30 and because I had a probation call at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I set an alarm on my phone. To just like remind me to wake up, and I had ended up leaving the house.
One of the questions we hear a lot when someone is claiming self-defense is, was the other person violent towards them in the past? This question shows them how likely it is for the person to use physical violence during an altercation. Violent people have a tendency to become more violent as time goes on, so if her boyfriend had a violent past, this would help her claims of self-defense.
How many times was he violent with you during the time you've known him?
I'd say maybe about like 3 times. I just noticed like when he'll start grinding his teeth and like just giving me these like weird looks, like he just hated me.
Okay.
And like he'll like blow his smoke in my face, like if I'm sitting like on the bed and stuff, like he'll come over in my space, like, or walk over me and be like, whew, like all in my face. And I'll be like,
That's creepy. And I get where you're coming from.
It's eerie.
It's eerie and kind of creepy. How many times did he ever put his hands on you when you didn't want his hands on you?
I would say, but like sexually or like
just. When I guess I'm trying to dial in on what I mean by violence. What I mean by violence, did he ever push you, strike you, choke you,
yes,
hit you with an instrument? How many times was he violent? And please describe what you mean by violence.
He never hit me with an instrument.
Okay.
But he was, like, violent, like, where he would choke me and pull my hair.
How many times in that time that you knew him did he ever pull your hair and choke you or separately?
I would say maybe, like, 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
And, like, I noticed, like, after he'll be, like, you're always texting all these guys and shit. And, okay. Like, just acting like a jealous, like, okay. Overzealous, arrogant, like, just...
Okay.
I don't want to say it, but like dick. Okay. Like just.
Let me ask you this, and I know this might be a hard question to ask, and I don't mean to have you relive it, but I'm trying to get an understanding of when his hands are on your neck, what is running through your mind at that time?
Like, I felt like, you know, like when somebody's like just like choking you, and like you can like feel like your mind, like it just goes like black, and like it's like. Like, I started seeing, like, white speckles,
okay.
Like, in my brain.
Okay.
And it was like, I was just losing breath, and the banging on the wall, like, when my head hit the wall and stuff.
And this is the most recent time. This is yesterday. Okay.
And then he, like, had me like this, and he was standing over me, and that's when I started pulling his hair, and he already had a piece of my hair, keep in mind, but he had a piece of my hair. And he had me down like this, and then he just started choking me. And that's when I was like, I grabbed the back of his head. I'm just like trying to like get him off of me. He's like, let go of me. I'm like, you're not letting go of me and stuff. And he just like started just going ham.
Okay.
In quotation marks.
When he's got you down like that yesterday, what do you think is going to happen? When he's got you down like that.
I felt like he was trying to kill me. Like,
tell me more about that feeling and where that comes from.
Like, I just felt like you know when you look a person in their eyes and you can just see like the hatred that they have for you.
Okay.
Like, and I don't mean it like in a crazy way or, you know, like to sound crazy, but like when you look someone in their eyes and you just see like some kind of resentment or like grief that they have towards you.
Okay. When he has you down and he's got his hands around your neck and you're feeling the choking, if you didn't do something about that, what did you think was going to happen?
I felt like I was going to die.
Tell me why you felt like you were going to die.
Because he had such a tight grip on me, and it was like I was like I could feel his arms around my neck, and I was just like you know how your throat like kind of clicks like when you can't breathe, it was like closing and closing, and it was just like really tight in the back of my throat, and I was like this, and my eyes started bulging on my head, and
okay.
I was like, this is life or death.
Okay.
Liana gives all of the right answers, but there are still a few things that need to be addressed. Besides not calling the police after killing her boyfriend, the detectives want to talk about how his death took place. They realize that Liana doesn't want to talk about it, so they use a specific line of questioning to get her talking.
When you notice that he's no longer breathing, what are you thinking at that point?
I mean, I hope he's alive, but, like...
Okay, that's a good answer. So, how long would you say it took for your hands on his neck for him to stop putting hands on your neck? Like, how quickly, once you started to intervene on what he was doing, when did he stop?
I would say, the whole fight lasted about, like, maybe... 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay.
And just like when he just like started choking me and you know stuff like that, I noticed like he was just like fighting me and like he was looking me in my eyes while he was doing it, and I just felt like really bad about it. Like, it just was a...
It's a bad thing. Okay, so you're describing you're on your back. Is that correct when he starts choking you?
Yes.
Okay. And then you reach up to start choking him to get him to stop, correct?
Yes.
Okay, was there ever a time where once your choking started to get him to stop, did you then change positions to make sure that he couldn't start up again?
I pulled the jacket off of him.
Okay.
And I tried to get on top of him, because he had me, balled up, against the wall.
Okay.
Where the bed, you could just, squeeze down, and you can't, really, fight back. My legs were kicking and
stuff. Okay.
And so I, pulled his jacket off of him, and I tried to, get on top of him. And I was just,
And at this point, is he still kind of struggling and fighting with you?
He's still pulling my hair and attempting to do what he can do.
Still fighting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just...
Her story doesn't make much sense, so the detectives decide to leave the room to go over the next line of questioning. If her story is true, and it began with him attempting to strangle her, at some point, she would have had control over him, and because she continued to strangle him, she could be charged with murder. Liana suddenly realizes that talking about the incident itself is doing more harm than good, so when they re-enter the room, she asks for a lawyer.
I feel like I should discuss with my attorney first.
Okay, I told you that right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the questions weren't too uncomfortable for me.
Okay.
It was just more so remembering what happened, how mm-hmm. he was laying.
Yeah, you'll notice if you said you didn't want to talk about something, I didn't ask you that question again. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm trying to be respectful of your wishes. If there's certain things you don't want to talk about, we won't talk about it. It's fine.
Okay.
I can understand the position you're in, and I'm not trying to trick you or anything. It's just... Do you have questions for me?
When do you think my attorney will be here?
Well, the trick with court-appointed attorneys is you don't get one until you get to court. Really.
So how long do you think it'll be till I go to court?
Well, I can kind of speak to that because we had a very similar case last week. So what's going to happen is there isn't any way that we can release you while we do that.
All right.
So I don't want you thinking they threw me in jail. They must think I'm guilty of something. No, that's just what we have to do. We have to do that and then continue to do our job.
I understand it.
Okay.
I'm just I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable. This cell and stuff, I'd a little bit of solitude, so I don't hear too much noise,
because
it just makes my mind race a lot. Mm-hmm.
Well, the good news is on the receiving side of the new jail, it's a lot more individual cells, so I think you'll probably have that.
Liana's biggest mistake was telling her family what she had done, because in the version she told them, a few things were different. She told her family she cleaned the apartment in an attempt to hide her fingerprints, and she also told them that she strangled her boyfriend, but never mentioned that he attacked her. There was also the fact that she didn't call the police after realizing he was dead. In the end, Liana would be charged and convicted of murder, and she was sent to prison for the rest of her life. What are your thoughts on this case? Please share them in the comments below.